set the pace when I'm running. I always take what I want and I always give it 100. Don't need a bank, no, I'm funded. Play the game like it's nothing. I'm always thankful for something. Don't take for granted, stay humble. Now wake up! It's time to look at the enemy. Look in the mirror if he is no friend to me. It's not working out, maybe it's the chemistry. It's time to break up so I can make a better me. Better believe in your mind, cause it's everything. You can mold, shape, find almost anything. All it takes is some time and some clarity to find your identity. It's mind over everything.
Welcome back to SurgeCast. Thank you for joining me, everybody. Before we get started, do me a favor, hit that subscribe button, give me a thumbs up, ring a bell, tap the plus button, tap a follow button, hit whatever button you gotta hit to get notified of fresh episodes of SurgeCast. All right, everybody, so this has kind of been a long week for me. I'm recording this later in the week only because Sunday night, my daughter wound up getting sick. She came down with a fever and coughing and all that stuff, and it wasn't pleasant, so I had to stay with her. She stayed home from school all week, which kind of sucks because all next week, and I think for the next 2 weeks, everybody's on spring break. I guess the rest of my kids have been going to school, but my daughter, she's going to have like 3 weeks off of school now, and you know, I'm the one that's kind of had to hang out with her and keep an eye on her and not come down to studio as much as I would have liked. But it is what it is. I'm playing catch up now, and I think that it's fitting because the work that I actually have to catch up on is marketing. I have to catch up on making the reels and the YouTube shorts and TikTok videos from the episode that I just recently dropped for the Basement Surge over on our YouTube channel, where I sat down with Rena Friedman Watts from Better Call Daddy. And that episode, we basically, not only did we talk about her show and, you know, I got the whole history about how she came up in the industry, but a lot of it was about marketing and a lot of it was about branding and podcasting and, you know, just because that's what she does. She's a marketer, like she's in the production field, and I wanted to pick her brain about it, and it turned out really great. We had a lot of fun recording the episode, and but that's exactly what I need to catch up on this week, you know, like, so I need to catch up on my marketing, you know. I even explained it to her that, listen, my daughter's sick, I can't get down to the studio right now to do work. She's like, yeah, no, take care of what you got to take care of. It was really nice, it was really comforting, thank you, Rena, for that. But at the same time, I'm like, I gotta get back to work, I feel the surge to get back to the studio and do what I got to do to promote this, because I want to get these episodes out to as many people as I possibly can, and you know, I hope you guys liked it. So yeah, that's what I'm basically doing now. In the next couple of days, I'll be playing catch up with my marketing, which will be fun. It'll be fun, you know, like I love going back through the episode and clipping out certain things, certain topics that we spoke about and certain funny moments maybe, but that's going to be a lot of fun. So speaking of dads, Rena runs the podcast called Better Call Daddy, where she does the show basically with her father. He gives his advice and his 2 cents at the end of the episode about whoever she had on the show and whatever topics they spoke about, which I think is an awesome premise. So to kind of celebrate that, I invited my dad to come into the studio and sit behind the mic for the very first time and record the intro to Rena's segment on the episode. And it turned out pretty well. I mean, my dad, he has no mic technique, but he did awesome at the same time, you know? And now it's like when he was finished, he was like, all right, now I'm going to be famous. I'm done. Like, have your people call my people. And so I was like, yep, that's it. You're famous now. So that worked out pretty well. It was my father's first time behind a mic and doing actually being on the Basement Surge, period, in the whole 5 years that I've been doing it. And it was a lot of fun. a lot of fun working with him, trying to direct him and, you know, trying to get him to do what I wanted him to do, like sit up straight. And we recorded the segment twice because the first time I showed it to him and I edited the episode already and I sent him the segment that he was in and he wrote back. He goes, no, I want to re-record it. He goes, I look like a schlep. So I'm like, all right, you know, we still got a couple days until I drop the episode. If we redo that, his segment, yeah, it wouldn't be such a big deal for me to go back in and just replace his segment. So that's what we did. The segment that's in the episode now is the second go around of him. And before the episode, before recording, I had to remind him, you know, sit up straight, talk into the mic. Let's have some conversation. Don't just read from the teleprompter. And it worked out really well. You know, I'm proud of him. I'm proud of him. You know, and I think that as Rena had mentioned in the episode, that it took her father a little while to get used to the technology. It took her father a little while to get used to the whole premise of doing a show. And I think that my dad, he's just not that savvy. Like this was literally his first time. So, but nonetheless, we had fun. It was a great time. And he thoroughly enjoyed it, and he wants to come back. He wants to do more episodes of Surge. So expect to see him in the future. Yeah, why not? but like I said, I had a great time with Rena. We spoke a lot about her coming up in the industry. You know, she started out straight out of college, going to working as a producer for Jerry Springer. But the Jerry Springer TV show, it was just a really nice conversation to where, you know, she was open to really talking about anything. And she shared with us some topics that she covers on her show and, you know, what it was like working with her dad. And she gave us some really great marketing advice and some really good ideas. But I'm going to play for you a clip right here from the episode. Let's see what Rena has to say about how she stalks the next guest for her show. Take me through your stalking process, okay? Like, because I had heard you talk about this before, okay?
Yes.
And I love it because it's like I do quite a bit of research before I have a guest on a show, right? And I call it stalking also, you know?
I can tell, and I appreciate that. Yes, I mean, from the Canvas Rebel article to, yeah, you know, the family questions to, yeah, knowing the format of my show, so many great questions. Thank you so much for that. The stalking process, part of that I actually learned from another podcaster, Sean Dillon at Beyond the Mic.
Okay.
He also was a bit of a mentor to me when I took this little radio job at Cool.fm. And one thing I learned was, if you go on Twitter and you type responses, you can read all of how somebody responds on the internet.
Really?
That is such a really cool trick. Yeah. If you go to somebody's Twitter and then you go to see how they respond.
Yeah.
So you can learn about people that way. And then too, like go to somebody's LinkedIn and look at all their activity. See, are they going to events? See what books they're reading? See what they're posting? See the language that they use. And you can pull from the language that they use in asking them questions because it makes it more comfortable for them if you know how they tell their story or how they talk.
Mm. Wow.
So those are two really good tips. Another thing I learned from working at the radio station was instead of talking to your listeners or talking to your audience is talk to one person.
Right.
And also you might want to put like a picture of you and one of your kids next to your computer or a picture. I had Jerry Springer next to me. Actually, I still do.
Do you really?
Yeah. Wow. Can you see that? Whoop. Let's see.
Yeah, kind dusty. Of. Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's cool.
Yeah, you know, somebody who believed in you or somebody where you got your start or somebody who you feel like you can comfortably talk to, like have them next to your computer for when you're doing an intro or when you're doing a promo or when you're doing an outro. Pretend like you're talking to that person and then it makes it sound different.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Or because, pretend you're talking to one of your kids. Like, how would you explain something to them? It takes a really long time, and I'm sure you know this,
yeah,
to just be able to have a conversation like we're having comfortably, like where it doesn't even sound like there's a mic or a computer screen. It feels right. like almost we're just sitting next to each other having a conversation.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's really what it's supposed to feel like. But I mean, especially like when I'm by myself, you know, like if I'm doing a solo episode and like I noticed in my own verbiage, you know, I'll talk to everybody, you know, whereas I should be focusing on one person, you know, because it's only really one person listening or watching at a time, you know, so or ever, but you know.
Yeah, it does kind of
it I takes mean, a little while to get used
in
to
radio. Yeah,
so I think it's important to point out right now that you have to do your research, right? You have to do your due diligence. You have to vet the person coming on your show. I'm so guilty of this where I don't do enough research or, you know, I don't specifically know the type of show or the type of thing that the other part that the guest is working on, you know, and I have had some guests early on in the Basement Surge where it's like, okay, you're just coming on to just hang out and chill. And, you know, it's like, I really didn't put that much research into you. And my wife used to make fun of me for it. You know, she's like, well, that's Basement Surge. But but that's not how it should be, right? You should, like, as Rena likes to call it, you should be stalking the next guest on your show, right? You should know the ins and outs. You should know things that, you know, possibly they don't have public if you can find them, right? So before I had Rena on Basement Surge, I did my research on her. I found an article on Canvas Rebel that they had written about her. I found a whole bunch of articles from various different states that wrote articles on her. And, you know, I think that you have to put the time in to not only just research what the person is doing, but it shows that you care, right? So when that person is on your show, it kind of builds on the relationship. It builds on the conversation that you're trying to establish. And I think that it can only help your show because obviously the more you know about the guest, the more easy the conversation will go and it'll show them, wow, he really cares about the topic, right? But at the same time, you got to think of it as your show too, right? So in my opinion, I think that you're not going to let any Joe Schmo on your show, right? So you have to have a sense of pride about the type of show that you're running. Be like, okay, I know the type of show that I want to do. And this guest is actually going to add value and bring a purpose and grow the show and teach the audience a little something that they didn't know before. So you as a host, you have to know the ins and outs of this guest and be like, all right, well, this person's a pass. You know, I like this person. Let's have them on the show. They'll bring value. But it can also work in the opposite direction, right? And trust me, I know this from experience. So you have a person on your show that doesn't really match the vibe. And when it comes to having the conversation with them, it doesn't jive. It doesn't, you know, you guys aren't in sync. It's hard to get through. It's like you're pulling teeth from the other person. And I've been there and it doesn't make for a good episode and it hurts the brand. So I think that's very important for you to stalk your guests. Find out everything about them. Look at all their socials. You know, look at articles being written about them. Read reviews that they've been posting on various platforms. Listen to other podcasters. Interview them. Because that's what I did with Rena. Rena does a crap load of interviews on other shows, on other podcasts. And I sat there, literally, I want to say, for hours, like maybe 3-4 hours, just listening to all these different shows that she was on. But I wasn't listening to her responses, right? What I was listening to is I was listening to the host. I was listening to the questions that she was being asked. Okay. And I made note of them. I think if you really want to stand out as far as an interviewer, or if you really want to make a good impression, what you're going to do is that you're going to do your research into the questions that the guest is being asked on various different platforms. And you're going to notice that this person gets asked the same question every single time. How'd you get started? What did you do? What equipment were you using? How does your dad feel about this? You know, like it's going to be the same questions all the time. So you as a podcaster, you as an interviewer, if that's the type of show you're running, you're going to want to ask questions that nobody asked before. And I did that with Rena. I brought up the Canvas Rebel article because I had listened to all these other shows that she was on, and not one of them asked her about that and asked her about what she had meant when she had said what she did. So it struck a chord with her, and she said, well, that was a great question. And that's what you want to hear from your guest. All right, everybody. I hope you got some value from this episode. I want to end this episode with trying to give you some more advice. Okay. So to identify and understand your target audience, you can't grow your small business unless you know who your target market is, which goes for podcasting also. So your podcast is like a business, right? You niche down. Same thing with businesses. Knowing who your customers are, knowing who your audience is, and what they want is an essential part of your podcast growth strategy. The more you know about your market, the better. And I found that fact on Google. Like, I literally just Googled it. And it was about business. And I was like, but it applies to podcasting. It applies to content creation. It applies to building a YouTube channel, building a radio station. Like, anything that you're doing as a hobby, it applies. It doesn't just apply to business. Because what you're doing as a podcast, or what you're trying to build on a YouTube channel, is the same thing as a business. So I think that knowing who your audience is greatly increases your chance of success. And Rena has done that. Rena's done that throughout her whole career, right? So she went from working in production on Jerry Springer, which we know the audience for that, obviously, to working at multiple TV shows like Judge Alex and Divorce Court, which have specific audiences, okay, to what she does now with her Better Call Daddy, to where, you know, she's talking to inspirational people, the underdog, as she calls it, which is a target audience. And she's including her dad, which basically expands her audience to, you know, the age group of 35 and over, maybe even 45 and over. But she's including another age group apart from her own, which is smart because you're expanding your audience. She knows her market. And that's what she does. Anyway, I hope this episode helped you guys. I hope you walk away from this knowing a little more. And do me a favor, head on over to the Basement Surge YouTube channel. Give that channel a subscribe and check out that episode with Rena. She says a whole bunch more than what we listened to in this episode. So go check it out. Hit that subscribe button. The link for that is in the show notes. But all right, everybody. Thank you very much for listening. And I will see you next time. I love the chase and the hunt, and I set the pace when I'm running. I always take what I want, and I always give it 100. Don't need a bank, no, I'm funded. Play the game like it's nothing. I'm always thankful for something. Don't take for granted, stay humble. Now wake up! It's time to look at the enemy. Look in the mirror if he is no friend to me. It's not working out, maybe it's the chemistry. It's time to break up so I can